96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Monday's newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, partnering together to nurture the land.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than Prairie Land Partners John Deere. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. They carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on them to have the right part to fit your machine. Come into Prairie Land Partners today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Prairie Land Partners, delivering the right solution.
KVOE Live in Local 720. It is 26 degrees, wind chill right now of 18. As Chuck mentioned, it is slick in spots out there, so please give yourself a little extra time to get to your destination here this morning. Please buckle up and travel with care. Well, tomorrow is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we wanted to bring the appreciation in, Chuck, a day early here this morning.
Outstanding. Yes, we did. We've got Sheriff Jeff Cope joining us here, and also Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage joining us here this morning.
Sergeant Sage, good morning.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Sheriff Cope, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ron. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
We are wonderful. And I know you guys are ready here for officially National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day coming up. Sheriff, I guess I'll start with you. Are there any special activities that are going to be taking place here officially tomorrow here for law enforcement?
At the sheriff's office, we're not doing anything particular. We're just really excited about it. And it's really great and wonderful to be serving in such a great place as Lyon County and Emporia, Kansas.
Sergeant Sage, your thoughts here? Are any activities, or is it just more of a celebration of the partnership here between law enforcement and the local community?
Yeah, just a celebration, and just a day to thank our officers for the great job that they do.
Well, indeed, and protecting and serving—that is what they do, and that's what they do best. I know, Sheriff Culp, you're out and about this morning. We've been saying things are slick in spots. What are the conditions you're seeing?
Yeah, we were. Had a few slide-offs and currently working one injury accident, and it's just slick in spots, and that's when it's really dangerous out on the roadways. So just want people to be alert and pay attention to the roadway in front of them and be safe and get to work or wherever they're going safely.
Sergeant Sage, before we start talking a little bit about police, law enforcement, and community interactions, what's the report here from your officers in town? Because I know when Ron and I came in, we kind of saw the slick nature in spots, but things were seeming to be okay. Are things still kind of in that general category here this morning?
Yeah, I think things are pretty decent in Emporia, but like you said, there are some slick spots. And as I was coming in this morning, I found a couple of slick spots myself, so... Yeah, just a good reminder for everybody to make sure you're paying attention and being careful out there.
Tomorrow is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. We're joined this morning by Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage and then Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope. Speaking of appreciation of law enforcement, Jeff, let's talk about the county's perspective first and yours. What do you see as the relationship between you and the county residents? Things pretty good in that category, do you think?
I think overall we have a great relationship with our communities, and the deputies, we're out in the community talking with people. We do different community functions. We work closely with Special Olympics. When we go out and do the Tip of Deputy events, those events are all opportunities for us to interact with the community and have those conversations that aren't necessarily professional conversations, but just getting to know each other as neighbors, and ultimately that's what we are. Is we're all neighbors, and we're all want the best for our community and the public safety out in the community.
Sergeant Sage, same question to you. What about the relationship between the local community and the Emporia Police Department? I know you've been doing a lot of reaching out efforts in the past.
Yes, and I echo what Sheriff Cope said. It's so great to live in the community that we do, that it's, we're just small enough that we know each other and we are like neighbors and family. And, I give a big shout out to you guys and our local media that helps us get out there and be able to communicate and have a relationship with our community. It's really a really good thing.
Sergeant Sage, along those lines, why is it so important here for, I guess, law enforcement, whether it's police or the sheriff's department, to have community members see those on the thin blue line, really in situations where they're not always, you know, I guess in crisis situations? Why is it so important for folks here locally to see law enforcement officers maybe in that so-called different light?
Well, I would say quality of life. You know, it's for all of us. It's important for the public to know and understand that we're here for you every day. Anything that you need, and any time you need to pick up that phone and call 911, or if you need something else that's not an emergency, we're going to be there. And that is huge when it comes to your quality of life and in the place where you live, that you feel safe and that you know that you've got the support of law enforcement if you ever need us.
Sheriff Cope, what are your thoughts on that? Because I know really both agencies here have been really active, and not just over the last couple of years, but for quite some time in, as Ron mentioned, the community service activities, the community events, having a visible presence in addition to, obviously, the crisis situations like this morning, the injury rack up in northern Lyon County, or some of the, you know, the more unfortunate incidents that happen. Why is it so important to have the immediate response and then also the community outreach?
I think as long as we're only as good as the communities we serve and the communication we have with them. And you'll see our employees out at the fair in uniform. You'll also see them there as parents of 4-H'ers. You'll see them at ball games, you know, rooting on their children, coaching those games, and doing all sorts of activities in the community. You'll see us in churches, attending on Sundays, and just the understanding that we are a part of the community and we just want to be neighbors, and our job just happens to be the enforcement of the laws. Sometimes that's not a positive if you have a negative interaction or enforcement action with us, but overall, you know, it's just the job that we have to do, and people really appreciate our efforts and those partnerships working together and really keeping Lyon County a great place to raise a family and enjoy life.
Well, we want to say thank you for all you do here locally to protect and serve, and we certainly appreciate your availability to us here at the radio station. We certainly appreciate the relationship that we have with local law enforcement here with the county and the city. Sheriff Cope, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ron and Chuck, and really appreciate it and everything that you do. And we really enjoy seeing the blue lights out. That's a really nice thing that the community is doing.
Yes, indeed. Blue lights out. Sergeant Sage, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Lisa. Appreciate it. That is Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage and Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope joining us for a little preview of National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I know that Water's True Value has free blue lights that you can pick up while supplies last through tomorrow.
Outstanding. Make sure you pick those up. And again, thank you for our law enforcement officers, because they do an awful lot of work and all hours of the day to make sure that we are all safe. If you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slot this week, the only one we have available is 8:40 Thursday morning. So give us a call at 342-1400 or use the Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply text line at 620-